Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome back. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Also at RadioRealEstate.com. You can search MLS listings from San Diego to Oregon, Santa Barbara. And you can listen to the program, Podcasting by Dirk Brantz. Podcasting by Dirk Brantz. So before we get too far away from July 4th, I do want to comment on something I remember seeing in the paper. Today, kind of a potpourri of items, I saw an update on Proposition 90. We talk a little bit about transfer of tax base. If you have any questions about selling your home and transferring your existing low tax base, 564-1290. An article on Farewell to Arms, adjustable rate mortgage. What's happening over there? Words you can't say. Words you can't say. It might play a phone call from a caller who had some comments about advertising and a new list of words you can't say. Kind of a takeoff on the guy who was the hippy-dippy postman. What was his name? And he had 10 words or 7 words you couldn't say. George Carlin couldn't say on TV. So now we have words you can't say in real estate ads. Looks like the city's going forward with the sewer lateral as opposed to football lateral. And the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors was actually opposing requiring sellers to do this. It's not law yet. And I did get an after-the-show caller, and I wanted to I'll share his thoughts with you. But again, these topics that I just mentioned, you have any questions on that, you can call us at 564-1290. Today's program, dedicated in honor of my good friend, Frank Castana Jr., who is one of my youngest listeners. He's 84 years old. And just to give you an idea of what I do for my clients and listeners is he had to go to the hospital just for a short stay to check out his ticker. And I brought him a radio so he could listen to the program. So I hope he's listening now. And we want to get him out of the hospital and get him back home to Rosemary's Cooking. Now, how about a trivia question? This is do historical trivia questions. Today is kind of an architectural trivia question. Call us at 564-1290, win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, my favorite pizza in town on San Andres off of West Mitchell Terrena. If you have a ceiling, an interior ceiling, and where you have beams and cross beams that kind of that leave a regular pattern, squares, okay, panels, what is that called? Was in a house on the Upper East on Caravan a couple of weeks ago. I have the address somewhere. It's a tremendous house. Tremendous house. If it's ever open on the on Sundays, I'd love to, if I can find the address, we'll give it to you. And stood there and asked. I kept asking real estate agents as they walked in. I knew the name, and I kept asking, and finally someone walked in who knew. So if you know the name of what type of ceiling that is, it's not... it's not the the molding, that it's not crown molding. That's on the side, on the wall. This is beams on a ceiling creating pattern of squares, 564-1290. Okay, that's that. Now, here's the, before we get too far away from July 4th, there was an article in the paper giving a man a lot of space who was complaining that someone left a flag on his screen door. And I'm involved in this because it was a realtor. So I read it with interest. And I have no problem. Look, you don't want a flag on your door. Absolutely. You shouldn't. No one wants to impose anything on you, and I respect that. In a big overview, it just really kind of makes me sad that our country is the melting pot, and it's so divisive in so many ways. And I just thought, God, can we have one day? Can we have one thing that someone could, we could all say, hey, this is Watermelon Day. We're all going to have watermelon, spit out the seeds. No one cares. July 4th, can we, So he was complaining, and I think he has a right to complain. It's fine. And first of all, he thought it wasn't made in America, and then he didn't know what to do with it. I thought, he has a right to complain. The comment was then a reference to a realtor wrapping themselves in the American flag to sell houses. Were they doing that? Was it in poor taste? The reason why I just wanted to give you another kind of side to a story like this is because I know of two realtors who dedicate themselves to an area up on Bel Air Knolls. And it's called a farm when you kind of did. And they've been doing this, 10 or 15 years. And certainly for the last 10 years, they've been handing out flags made in America. And they received a call from a woman who didn't get her flag. And she called and she was saying, is it because I'm Asian that you didn't leave a flag for me? She's a veteran of an internment camp in World War II, and she sees all the flags around on July 4th that are put out by these realtors, and the real estate agent said, of course not. Someone must have taken it. It blew away, whatever. And he ran out, and she wanted her flag on July 4th. I thought, now that's very cool. And then another story as these guys were distributing the flag was they were stopped by a man in a truck. He was a Marine, happened to be a Latino, a minority. Great. Melting pot of America wanted his flag, asked to buy one, and I think they gave it to him for half price. No, I think they probably gave it to him for free, right? And another couple stopped by, happened to be minority again. Not that this matters, but it's just nice to see, getting back to my hope, that we can just all come together one day a year. Can we just, not make a federal case out of everything? And they say, hey, God, can we have a flag? Can we have a flag? So people really appreciating it. And, do I see people sending out things, especially after 9/11 and everything was with the flag and overdoing it? Sure, sure. Do you have a right not to want one? Sure. But then a week later in the paper, I saw this same guy. I happen to remember his name. And he's a guy that's looking for trouble. Not that there's anything wrong with the separation of church and state. I believe in the separation of church and state. But he's a big rabble-rouser and was all up in arms about another article. So he's just a guy who likes to complain. That's okay. More power to him. Okay, so no calls on the architectural trivia question. Coffered ceiling is the answer. I'm just going to give the answer. Coffered ceilings, when you walk in these old homes and you see beams and cross beams that form squares or panels on the ceiling, you don't see them too often today, but you do see them. 206 East Padre, that's one that might still be on the market. That had them. It wasn't the house that I was thinking of, the other one, but we'll come back after our break. We'll give you an update on transferring tax bases. Again, words you can't say in ads. Sewer laterals. Should sellers be forced prior to close of escrow? Right now, the city of Santa Barbara requires a city zoning inspection. Should you be forced within the escrow period to inspect and repair your sewer lateral? Nice thought. We do want clean groundwater. We don't want leaking sewer pipes. There are some alternatives that the local association of realtors supported, as opposed to encumbering the seller at that time, which could be a short period of time. It could delay escrow. And it looks like the city might be going ahead with it. 564-1290 is our phone number. RadioRealEstate.com is the website to contact me after the program. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.